The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Disappoint you. I don't want to disappoint you, but I'm going to have good, solid meat.
This is our full series.
Some what?
Yeah, are you ready?
M-E-A-T.
Oh, yeah, I need water. Zalman Tzvi, could you get me some? You did? Ah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Nehiyeh Bedvaray.
Where are we?
I don't need to be a whisper of frozen.
Somebody should ask Ellie whether he's going to pack or not.
Man, you're right. 100% you're right.
So how do you get understand what it's about? Just about us. Yeah.
Another two,
I just can't believe
minutes.
I fucked up on the music.
Oh no. It won't be one house of color. I forgot my props at home.
What props if I may ask?
What about the passport?
Yeah, what about the passport? Yeah, you're right.
That's a major
what
problem.
What about the passport? Who's this good friend?
Not your passport.
If you forgot his passport, he can't go nowhere.
All right, whenever you're ready, Tzadik. Good morning, Rabboisai! Today's shiur is being sponsored by Adam Labato, the Refuah Shleima of my father, Barak Kohen Ben Miriam, who's just received some difficult news and needs a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim. Morning, my mother's family is available to continue with the loss of my Zaydi, Olav Hashem at 90. Giving his love for learning, I'm bringing this because Ari Bloom is a very big part of the Daf. He's a big writer, and he spends a lot of time writing for Ora Merkaz. So I'm going to read this, and also because his grandfather is very, very into the Daf. In his love for learning, I can think of nothing better than sponsoring today's Shir and 8-Minute Clip as an aliyah for his neshama. Apart from his family, nothing came before his Daf Yom Shir. He enjoyed many of the finer things in life, but his greatest pleasure was to discuss the sugya and that day's Daf. I've been in a shir with him once before. I can testify that he's never happy until he's fully comfortable with the pshat and the gemara. He would never admit, but why was a zoichet to finish shas so many times? His last weeks, when he was too weak to keep up with the daf, he switched to learning Yerushalmi with my uncle. Kids, he left behind the beautiful mishpacha, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all proud shomer Torah mitzvahs. Maybe he made it to Yerushalmi for our dear Bobby. Kol Tov, Ari Bloom. Huh? Lili Nishmas Chaim David Ben Avraham. Yes. This guy goes up.
So says the guy in the booth.
Yeah, no, it's, I know what it is. Say it. This one is for you, Tzadik. I don't have it here. Whatever, maybe you'll bring it up soon. Bye! Uri Stern. You hear Uri, you know Uri Stern? Ah. I learned this year a few weeks ago at the end of Yuma. To say I haven't learned in 40 years wouldn't be true. I'm only 36 and I work for the Mir. However, the geschmack I have listening to the shir is a geschmack that is too real to describe. My whole day is kum daf yoimi. I start with listening to the shir and then I listen to the chazar shir, which I would love if you did every day. I also find others who learn daf yoimi and ask them questions and talk to them in learning. It's mamish made a new me. I live in Yerushalayim and try to Zoom in the mornings, but if not, sometimes because of my job, I only go to sleep at 3 a.m. Listen right when it goes online. I Zoom once it's Shabbos, but I hope to start coming to Beit Shemesh to hear it live. Hopefully someone could save me a seat. How to introduce myself as a person. Thanks so much for everything. Have a great Shabbos. Uri, P.S. I'm not a good writer. Leave that to Nachman. Is there any way to call you a voicemail? Sometimes I need clarity from things that were mentioned this year that would be a lot easier and clear. Uri's turn. No comment. Yeah, you can email questions. Noam is going to take those questions. The Paras Chayyaj Michael Bemela, in memory of his mother, Dvar Fegel Bashmuel, and father-in-law Menachem Mendel Ben Elchanan, and in Schus, to make it to Uman Rosh Hashanah this year. Rabboisai, this is my fourth shir in the last 20 hours. And I'm full of pleiches. I'm mamish bringing it up, about to fly to America. And I'm asking you to please daven that things should go smoothly in terms of this shir. Avi Mandelman said like this, I have to say for the first 30 plus years of my life, I don't think I ever fully appreciated the loss of Beis HaMikdash. It simply didn't work for me. I couldn't feel the connection and therefore the loss of a building destroyed nearly 2,000 years ago. It goes on and on. Today, after almost 3 months of Yuma, learning all about the Beis HaMikdash, Caleb and the replacement and the orientation, today's kinas took on a greater meaning for me. I was able to understand many of the kinas much better this morning than ever before. You often comment that learning the daf will make you a better husband, better father, better this and better that. Today, learning the daf has 100% made me a better Jew. As I go over some of the kinos with my daughters, a better father, thank you. May this be the last time we fast. Tisha B'Av, Amen. Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We're holding on the top. Omer Avchonam by Rava. Hani Hizme Vihige Misachim Bahu. Hizme is this stuff maybe, just for illustrative purposes. You can use this as schach. Hige is, we're a little bit more familiar, thorns, thorn bush. You can use this as schach. Abai says no. Abai Omar Bihizme Misachim. You can use this. Vihige Loi Misachim. You cannot, Misachininon. You cannot use this as chach. My time, why? Since the leaves keep on falling down, says Rashi, constantly. It's a constant bombardment of leaves. Shavak love and afik. Once again, we have the svar that we started off the Amid, the top words on the Amid that we finished off in the morning, or yesterday if you're watching. If it has a terrible foul odor, you can't use it as chach because it will chase you out of the chach, out of the sukkah. Over here, this is also going to chase you out of the sukkah because it's very uncomfortable to sit there while this thing is hitting you in the head. It's mashma though, I believe the Rishon says this, that it would be okay to put this on the wall. He doesn't say the other thing, but I'm assuming what he means to say is that you cannot put this stuff, shmatzare, on the wall, because the smell is the smell, what's the difference? But this, since it's about falling into your head, into your soup, so this is the problem, according to Abai. Orav Gidol Amirav. Hai akusto de diplo misakachimu. Not exactly short, but I found the picture here. This might do the job for us. It's not the greatest picture. But this is towards the bottom of the decal. Somebody chopped down the palm tree. And if you look over here, there's a lot of offshoots. Imagine you take this whole piece, the whole circle with the offshoots. So Gemara wants a thing, this Gemara is saying, that there might be a problem here, that it's egged. You're putting a bundle of wood on your sukkah. Look here, one piece, two piece, three pieces, four piece. They're all connected with this nice giant rope or whatever you want to call it. It's attaching them all. So maybe it's osur. Maybe it's putting a bundle of schach on your sukkah. And why is that not a problem? Because it happened with Shemai. You didn't do it. There's no gzeiras oitzer over here. Avagav da'agidei, even though it's all tied together, eged v'shamayim lo yishmai eged. What's the whole problem? The problem is that you might come to use your storehouse for a sukkah. You might have a bundle on your shoulder, you might want to dry it out, da da da. That's not a concern when it's b'dei shamayim, because Baruch Hu made this eged, not you. Avagav, the Hodar Ogid Luhu, even though at a further time, he went, now look at this. Rashi explains because these guys are difficult for Schach. They go upwards, they drave this way, that way, they're not good Schach. So you want to tie them down and create a Schach out of them. So even though you're tying it, Avagav the Hader Agid Lahu, Eged Bechad, Eged Bechad, Loishmei Eged. One item, you can't tie down one item. It's already tied at the source. You can't go ahead and tie it more. You're not going to gain anything. Tying your own hair is not tying. It's already attached to your head. So you're going to tie it over there. Great. You did another knot, but it's already there. What? The back of your head. It doesn't matter how many times you use the trunk. So, Ela b'chad l'ishmei eged. So, the Chassidim want to say over here that Klai Yisrael is one. Klai Yisrael is one neshama with a lot of gufim. So, Mela, there's no need to get them together. We're all one. No matter who we are and where we are, we're all one. Yeah? They don't really say it. I said, Omer Avchizda, Omer Avinu, Omer Ashila. Hana Dukri Dekanim Sakhmu. Again, the same exact halacha again, just this time it's on reeds, canes, anything that has offshoots, you could use it as chach, afagav da gidininu, even though the source brings together other stuff. Let me ask you here. Here's a great example. If you have a branch, you have a bunch of other things coming off the branch, so is that branch a eged? It's ma'aged all the offshoots? No, everybody understands. It's one piece, it has a lot of offshoots. So it doesn't matter if you tie it or you don't tie it. Eged bidei shomayim lishmi eged. Again, same idea if the reed holds together a bunch of other offshoots. Since it's min shomayim, it's not a problem. And even if you're going to go and take all the offshoots and tie those down, it's too late already. Shomayim already tied it down. Agid chad lo yishmei eged. Tayin ha-mahachim, the same halach again. Chonim v'du kronim misakchim bahem. Same idea. You have the reading, you have the offshoots, konim pshita. So you can read it two ways. Konim vidu kronim. Two things happen there. Either he's using the reeds, or he's using the offshoots of the reeds. Konim pshita, of course you use reeds. That's bamboo. Everybody in the olden days, that's what everybody used. Says the Gemara, ema konim sheldu kronim. It's not konim vidu kronim. It's not with a vav. It means to say konim sheldu kronim. That if you have a reed that has offshoots, like we're talking about now, misakhim bem. Just because it holds everything together, it doesn't mean it's again, it's a problem. Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Avinu Bar Shkilo, Hanei Maris, the Akmo, going to Marr now, flying into Pesach. You have Marr. What kind of Marr? Lettuce. Now, if you were with us during Pesachim, you know, because I'm, the big Litvak here, I had to mention 100 times during Pesachim that the best marer is romaine lettuce, not the horseradish. And then all the Hasidim wrote in that in Echnam, yeah, they also used lettuce, but they also used horseradish because in the Haim, they didn't have lettuce. And they became a minig to use horseradish. But the Mishnah says that you're supposed to use lettuce, romaine lettuce first. Okay, fine. But I had to stick it in, of course. So Hanim Iris the Agam. Guy brings lettuce from the Agam. From the swamp. What kind of lettuce is it? It's not romaine, and it's not the other types of lettuce, iceberg. It's agam lettuce. It's the swamp lettuce. You can use it for Pesach, for Marar. How could you use it for Pesach? Ezoiv, v'loy ezov yavan. Now, there are a bunch of ezovs in the Torah. I left my Ezev at home, by the door. What? Yeah? Why? Arshul says Yoin. Interesting. Are you sure?
Yeah, sure.
Why would he say Yoin? So... does anybody have an English Arshul here? It says Yavon or Yoin? What? See? We go by the Arshul. But the funny thing is... Yavam. It's Yavam, yeah. Sometimes the English, Machlokes in English and Hebrew. Okay. It doesn't, Yoin doesn't fit in here. I don't know why they did that. I mean, they don't have to talk about it also. Okay, listen, it's not important. The point is that it has another name. Okay? It's called the Ezov Yavam. or Yoin. In the Hebrew article, Yoin, and the Masifta says Yavan. In my Gemara, with the Buddha says Yavan, which we don't really rely on that much, but okay, if there's Machlokes in mind. Is of Yoin, it's one word. I bet you it comes from the word Yavan, and it's just called Yoin. It's the same, maybe it's the same Shurish. Okay. There's a plant that's called Izayoin. Okay. Great. The point is that the Torah says you should bring an Ezov. I don't know, okay, the new guys don't know, but I had one, I made an Ezov, and I sprinkled it, and I hit Rabbi Schoenberg by mistake in the face instead of hitting. So, the Ezov that you use for, to burn the Paraduma, you use it, the famous one is to be Matar, a Tmeimei, somebody that corpse. You dunk it into the water of the Efer Paraduma, and you sprinkle. You did a whole demonstration. And then you have it for the Metzorah. And you have it, we mentioned today, this morning, by the Carbon Pesach, the first Carbon Pesach, you have the Ezov. Don't use any Ezov that has some Shem Levi, that has a nickname. You must use the original Ezov. Loi Ezov Yavon, v'loi Ezov Kochi, v'loi Ezov Midbari, v'loi Ezov Roimi, v'loi Ezov Sheshli Shem Levi. Because the bottom line is, anything that has another name, a double name, don't use it. So Melawat. So over here, how can you use this marar that's called lettuce of the swamp? I'm completely puzzled. So the Rikivei Eger has a beautiful kash. I mean, there's five marars in the Mishnah. One of them is horseradish. All these are Shem Levi's, no? It says entire marar, like, you're supposed to eat marar. Yeah, there's five different types. They're all Shem Levi's. Okay, fine. Kosh nishtano, amar abayah, kosh nishtano, shmoy koydim adan toira, uvasa toira vikbid olav. Anyone that had a name change before Matan Torah. And then Torah comes along and says, use Ezov. Do not use Ezov Roimi. Do not use Ezov Yavon. Be a duash kesh lo yishem levat. V'hani lim shtanish k'mai yikoy le Matan Torah klal. Says the Gemara, this lettuce of the Agam, that was its name before Matan Torah. It's all included in Mar. When the Torah says Mar, it meant that also. It's not another name. That is it. That's part of it. This romaine lettuce and this agam lettuce, and that's all. When the Torah was written, that's what it meant. It was in existence in those days. Baba Amar, Hanemiriso Stomashmayu. Maror is plain. Vahidikarlu, in other words, this agam maror is plain old maror. You want to, what do you call it? When you go to the store, say, give me a bag of maror. So why did he call it the agam maror? He was just saying, you know, I want to be specific. I'm telling you, it's the maror that you find in the agam. That's not his name. The real name is maror, and mele fits in. No. That is what, in the dictionary, it's called Ezeyah. In the dictionary, it's called maror. It's how people relate to it. If you want to be more descriptive, then you're going to say the one of the swamp. But otherwise, you say maror. That's what Rabbi said. Omar Rav Chizda, Eged B'chad, Lo Yishmei Eged. So you take this Ezov. Huh? Who asks? A Farshim. I don't believe you until you show it to me inside. It's Shraf and Kashi. Eged B'chad, Lo Yishmei Eged. Here he goes. Take it. Eged B'chad, Lo Yishmei Eged. Shal Yishmei Eged. So, if you take one Ezov, one piece of schach, a chavila, you take one bamboo, and you wrap it around with a string that's not considered tying it up, shalosh shmei eged. That is a big problem we discussed, I mentioned earlier today, when it comes to a chavila in the Mishnah, how much is a chavila? Tosfos brings Yerushalmi, that's 25. All of a sudden, the Gemara says 3 is enough. So either the Yerushalmi is mechulik on the Bali is mechulik on the Yerushalmi, or they have other tirutzim. Shnayim machloikis rabbeis v'rabbanim. If you take two pieces and you tie them together, is it or isn't it considered tying something together? Machloikis rabbeis v'rabbanim. This nan mitzvahs ezoiv shlishah klachim. So when you take the ezoiv for the mechatos, this is in order to purify something that's tameh. The mitzvah is with 3 klachim. 3 klachim means 3 roots. You have to like literally rip out the Ezov from the ground. Ubahem, and in each one of the roots, shloisha gevaylim, total. Okay, this is what Rashi says, not in each one three, but all together three gevilim. In other words, in the center of the klachim, in the center of this root, there's one piece that comes out. So you have a total of three gevilim. The three center pieces, and that you have all the ezer stuff on it. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, mitzvahs ezer, shloisha gevilim, v'shiyar of shnayim. Calls Rabbi Yossi and says that if I'm using this and I'm sprinkling, you know, what happens when you go like this over and over? Another person that went to the Levaya, another, you have a Levaya of 100,000 people, you have to go like this. Eventually it's gonna break off, something's gonna break, and you're gonna be left with two. So two is enough. Two is enough. If you start out with three and you're left with two, two is enough. Can you start out with two? No. Maybe. Vigardum of Kolshu. And the stub, as long as you have a little bit of a stub, you're good. In other words, the two, and they're made out of stubs, you have a kol shu. Kosolka daitin, so we had a havamino, midishyor of shnayim, chlazin amishnayim. Maybe Rabbi Yossi says, if you start out with three and you end up with two, that's good enough. So maybe you start out with two. Why do you have to start out with three in order to get to two? Ah, v'haydik toni shloisha, l'mitzvah. The reason why it says shloisha, not because you have to have three, it's not a mechiyub. It's good to start out with three. And if you end up with two, it's also good. And if you start out with two, it's also good. So why three? Because it's a special mitzvah. Oh, the Rabbi Yossi, Shloish L'mitzvah, the Rabbi Yossi, Shloish L'akim. Now, Chacham Ma'machulik on Rabbi Yossi. What exactly is Ma'machulikus? Obviously, Rabbi Yossi says that three is a mitzvah, you don't have to start out with three. So Chacham say no, three is Ma'akim. Okay, so we have a little bit of Ma'machulikus here. Between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi. But then Rabbi Yossi, Oymer, Ezef, Chilas, Shnaim, Shor, Vechot, Pasul. It seems like you have to start with three. Mefurish. Rabbi Yossi says you have to start with three. You can't start with two. You have to start off with three. Okay, so not such a big problem. You got the names mixed up. We'll flip the names, but the bottom line is we have machloikus. It's the opposite. It's Rabbi Yossi who says you need to start off with three, and it's ma'akev. Rabbanan say you don't need to start with three. The only reason we say three is a special mitzvah, but you could also start off with two, and that's the shaila here. Is that considered the eged or not? We're tying together three, we're tying together two. Latanya, and I'll prove it to you. Eza, if you lost your shnayim sharev echad, kosher. If you start out with two, and then you're left over with one, it's okay. So that's Rabbanan. Very puzzle. If you lost your shnayim echad, it's only puzzle when you start out with one, and you're left over with one. After Gemara, Shiarev Echad, Pasul, Harm Shiarev Echad, Kosher. We just said that if you're left over with one, after you've done everything, you're good. So why are you saying that if you start out with, if you end up with one, that is Pasul, you're not Pasul? Says the Gemara, El Eimo, and this is interesting Lashon, El Eimo, Achete Tchilosoi Kishiyarev Echad. The only time when you start out as Pasul is like if you end up with one. And if you end up with one, you're kosher. It doesn't mean that it's kosher.
Kol halashon.
It means just like the number one at the end is kosher, so when you start out with one, it's puzzle. It's a little bit of play with words. Elo achetei tchilosoi kishiyorov echad. When you start out with one, look in a case that you end up with one, but not the same halacha. When you end up with one, it's okay. So when you start out with one, the same case, then it's possible. No, we proved that we had to flip it. No, we have something that says the same exact thing as Rabbanan. We established that Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbanan the one that Mekel, and then we have a Bryce that's Mekel, so it has to be. We just turned it up, you'd give them pays, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim group for all those who need Shiduchim, refusing shuas, please join tilim.8mindav.com. Okay. Dorash Mereimar. Ani Isuriyoso the Sura. You have these bundles of reeds. They come in a bundle, Mesakimbu. Now what about the problem of chavileis, mirois, chavile kashim, all these things? Here you have a bundle. Avagav da'ogdon, even though they are tied, l'minyan av'amu da'ogdon. The person never had intent for an oitzar. He's not storing it. The reason why it's in a bundle like we do today. You buy a dozen eggs, it comes in a certain carton. You buy a certain amount of things, it comes tied. Whatever it is. Toothpicks come in a certain, it's 200 of these. It's 25 of these. It's just to give you a number. It's not for you to store it. And the mela, since it's not for storage, you're allowed to use it for schach. There's no xeris oitzer here. Omer Avavo, hanet srifa du'ur b'nei. So you have a hut made out of aravos, willow. And the top has a knot, and on the bottom you have, they tie it together. Says the Gemara, even shu'ut v'roshi ma'adonim shalom sherim. If you undo the top right over here, then it's kosher schach. As the Gemara of Agidim Tatoi, but at the end of the day, it's still tied. Says the Gemara, my papa, the Sharabu. It's talking about that he undid the bottom also. Ravuna, Bereda, Rav Yeshua, Afidu, Tema, Dulei, Sharabu. You don't have to undo the bottom. Kol Eged, Sheni, Ose, Litaltaloi, Loi, Shmei, Eged. Anytime you tie something together, but it's not made to carry, you're not tying it together to carry, that's not considered tying a bundle. So the Hasidim want to say over here, I like that one. I'm not Hasidish, you're right. So the Hasidim say, oh yeah, it's not a medical stuff here. We have to say something, right? I'm going to America. Anytime you have a relationship with somebody, an egghead, but you're not willing to carry the burden, it's not a relationship. In other words, like this. Stop being so serious. Oh yeah, you know, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you have to put up with their shtusim, with their idiosyncrasies, with their mishigas. Everybody, in other words, everybody has mishigas. So the way to have a good relationship with the other person is to put up with mishigas, to be metatal with mishigas. So there's a story. Maisa Shalom. There's a guy that was famous for having an unbelievable shalom bayis. Unbelievable. He's 70 years old. He lived his whole life, 50 years with the same woman, and so the king went to visit this guy, and he wanted to see the secrets of the shalom bayis. So the king knocks on the door. The guy welcomes him in. He's very excited, a guest. And the old man tells his old wife, he says, listen, go get a watermelon for the guest. So she goes down to the storehouse, and she schleps a watermelon. It takes her like 10 minutes to get back. Massive watermelon. And the 70-year-old takes the watermelon and goes, he gives it a zetz and listens closely to hear. No. We have a guest here. No. Another one. She claps the watermelon, she goes, comes back, all schwitzing and everything, takes the watermelon, second time, gives it a whack. No. We have a guest. Come on. Third time, he gives it a whack, he says, oh, Maridik. Oh, unbelievable. This is a good one. Fine. So the king says, listen, I heard of Yid that your shalom bayis is unbelievable. Eila leila. What's the secret? He says, you want to know the secret? Come with me to the storehouse. But before we go there, you need to tell me, you have to guess, a wild guess. How many watermelons do I have in my storehouse? So the king says, well, at least another two. He says, okay, fine. So they go to the storehouse, the warehouse, and they open up the door. King can't believe it. There's zero watermelons in there. She says, you see, my wife knows my mishigas. Every time I have a guest, I play this game. She comes, she brings a watermelon, I go, boom, boom, not good, good. And she goes with it, she rolls with it. So, oh, that's the yisoid. If you can roll with mishigas, how does it fit into the words? I have no idea. Kol eged she'enoi osu l'talatoi lo shmei eged. If you have a relationship, if you have a relationship and you can't carry the burdens, the other zachen, the mishigasin, it's not a good relationship. Okay.
All right, Rabbi Mishmuel.
He's laughing away. I want you to remember me like that. I want you to work on our relationship. You have to put up with my stuff. How do you give something good in the middle of a sugya of hutzin and this kind of schach and that kind of schach? You come up with something better, Nachman. Get over here. Get over there. Get over here. Okay, fine. Lee Nether, I won't say that story as long as, okay. You know, I think you should get up here and say the story about the train. Listen, the dialogue is, they're coming from Mincha, they don't need to hear the story. It's one of the worst stories ever. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, Amar Papa. But you know what? I'm learning. I put up with your Mishigasin. I put up with your Mishigasin, no matter what. I love you still, and that's why you sit right over here. Yeah, it's just sorry. Yeah. I don't. He does. I'm not going. He needs it. All right, above this show. Okay, fine. Where are we?
I'm ready.
At least you know where we're holding. All right, Baba. Omer Shmuel, says Shmuel, Yerokoi Shomer Chachomim, Adam, Yoytzeve Midei Chavasi BePesach, all these vegetables that Chachomim say Shom Aleichem, that Chachomim say that you can use as Marer on Pesach, Mevim is Atumo, we know the sugya. We managed to just learn the sugya today, yesterday, last week. Same idea as this picture. It's so poshet that the Kohel Hashem doesn't even have a picture for it. It goes like this. We learned that if you have a beam and it's further away from this, I'm from New York, so this, so a garbage bag is where they disposed of bike parts in New York, the mafia. So there's a mace in this garbage bag. I guess the guy that drew this also in New York. He didn't put like a dead person. That's not nice, I guess. Okay, fine. There's a mace in here. If this is further away from the mace, one tefach, this is going to shield the tumah from hitting this kli, A. And B, the kli that's next to it is going to become tameh because the tumah roamed. Now, pretend that this picture is a sukkah. Here, the walls are a sukkah. And on top are vegetables. Marer, the guy comes and brings a bunch of lettuce. This is lettuce. Now, lettuce is very thin. It's going to disappear when, by the time sukkah is over, it's gone. And we're going to learn this halacha anytime. You know that the schach is going to dry out and go bye-bye. It's as if it was never there even for 1 minute. Even the first day of sukkah, when it's nice and moist, it's not schach. Therefore. So if this beam, just pretend this beam is a piece of lettuce, it will create tuma down below, everything becomes tuma. In other words, it's a good beam. And then all of a sudden it says, V'ein choytzitzin b'fnei tumah. Now this is almost a contradiction. It doesn't provide a shield to tumah, and tumah goes right through it. Why not? If it's a beam, it should provide a shield. So the answer is, that midaraisa, it's good, it's a good shield. So v'meila, if it's a good shield, the tumah goes down here. But the Rabbanon, they said it's not good. And therefore, it's not a shield. So they were machmer, they said this should also become tumah. Vein choytzim b'fnei atuma u'ps hoyslim b'suka mishum avir. Here's the big chiddush. We don't have to remember this halacha so much now. We're going to learn about it later. But it's very simple. If you leave an empty space, a void in your schach, three tfachim, hustle. The sukkah is gone. In the middle. If you put hustle schach in there, then it's not three tfachim, then it's four tfachim. And if it's on the side of the sukkah, it's four. That's why. Dakanakuma. What without all those halachas? If you have a bunch of marar, you threw up marar on top of your sukkah, it acts as ear. It doesn't act as pasul tzach. You know, you're saying it's mekabel tuma, and should be, it's food, it's mekabel tuma, it should be pasul tzach. It's worse than pasul tzach. Where pasul schach is only pasul with four tefachim, now it's pasul with three tefachim because three tefachim is as if it's not there, and you have a skylight that's three tefachim and it pasul the sukkah. My time, but what's the reason? Since we're dealing with vegetables, they're going to dry up in the sun and they're going to fall down, Kiman de listenu dami. So right now, I'm machshivit, I consider it as complete air, and air passes with three tfachim. We're going to the beautiful sugya of yadois. The word sounds scary, but it's actually not. I left the other prop at home, unfortunately, but I have this. Baruch Hashem, I have this. This is what we call a yada handle. It's beautiful. A guy wants to eat a pulki. You ever went to Great America? 10 years ago I went. No, 30 years ago. When it was only for from people on Pesach. No, but I went when there's non from people. So they eat. Yeah, whatever. They eat this massive turkey pulki, like in like I don't know what sugar or something. Like they're all walking around like this with the yad, and they eat this thing. It's gross, shanky by you. Fine. Huh? Yeah, I was thinking, yeah. This is a cave thing. Yeah. So this is a yad. Now what does that have to do with that sugya? A lot of items have a yad. And the truth is that food is mekabel tumah. But a handle should not be mekabel tumah. It's not food. But if you need the handle for the food, you're in Great America, you're in Great America is one of these amusement parks in America. Like Disney World. So if you're in a whatever you are, you're at a Shabbos table, this hand, you eat your pulki, so you need the handle, the handle is part of the food, and it's makabel tumah like the food. If the tumah touches here, the tumah will go over here. If the tumah touches here, it'll go over there. It becomes like food even though you're never going to eat this bone. Now, in our sugya, we're talking about tzchach. So you have a boitzer l'gaz. You are harvesting grapes. And grapes, we know, come with those, what are they called? Stalks. Nah, it has to have a better word. All these branches, these little baby branches. Stalks. Vines. No, it's a cluster of grapes. What attaches one grape to the other? Stems are, that's better than these English guys with their... Okay, very good. He has a yad. On the spot. Look, my suggestion is paying attention. That's the kicker. Fine. Wow, who's that guy on the screen? Oh, it's Fine Chab. Wow. Okay. It's that the reverse. I heard of Maisa from, that was said by Rabbi Fran, this Tisha B'Av. He said that there was a guy that was Nifter, and somebody just went to a simple or something. I just heard it secondhand. I'm missing the details, so don't even bother sending me an email because I get it. But the point of the story is like this. Somebody went to like a simcha or something, and all of a sudden, he sees the nifter walking around. Obviously, it's not the nifter, because the nifter was nifter. It's the twin of the nifter. So he says, wait a minute, who are you? I'm the twin. But yeah, but you never had a beard. Your brother had a beard. He says, no. Ever since my brother was nifter, I want to remember my brother. So I grew a beard, and every time I look in the mirror, I remember my brother.
Remember. I was at my brother's chuppah, so I named my son Mukhupah. He should always remember that I was my chuppah.
So your father knows the stuff. He knows the stuff. Yes.
What was the point?
He said it was one of the most amazing mises. No, the it's a serious thing. A person grew a beard. I'm not going to do that. He grew a beard so that when he looks in the mirror, he should remember his brother. It's unbelievable. I'm going to start calling you Basi or something. My only curious is the Basi, whatever. Okay, fine. Edit. Where am I holding? Here we go. How, so if he harvests his grapes and he has all these stems on it, these, you don't need a stem for grapes. Why? If I'm making grape juice or wine, I'm making wine, do I want those stems? Absolutely not. The more stems I have, the worse it is. So since I don't want it, it's not part of my grape. Over here, I want it, so it's a yad. So that's halacha by grapes. So let's remember, Rav Huna says the halacha only by grapes. What about wheat? I don't know. Rav Nashi, he says, if he cuts off a stalk of wheat, ain lo yadois. Why? because the kernels are not good for schach. They're food. So all I want is the bottom part. So I don't want the two things connected. So the one who says when it has to do with wheat, of course doesn't want the stems, or what do the English people call it? The whatever. The because it's going to ruin the wine. But the one that said by grace this halacha applies, but by grain, you do want them attached. Why? The nichale, the lesachbahu. At the end of the day, I want it. Because, you know, the what is it called? The stalk, the shaft. We're gonna, the sheath, it's gonna fly away in the wind. So you need that weight to be there. And that's why I want it attached. And therefore, if I want it attached, it automatically becomes a yad. Says the Gemara. Name of the Rabbi Nashri Bar Gad Tanoi. Perhaps this is the place Tanoi. Sanya. Soich Tehinim Ubehem Tehinim. You have fig branches, and on the fig branches you have figs. Parkilim Ubehem Anovim. These stems, and you have grapes. Kash Ubehem Shibol. And you have the wheat together with the kernels. Mechavdois Ubehem Tmarim. You know, that whole thing, I said this a few times already. There's a guy here in the church that trains dogs, German shepherds, to smell the bugs in the date trees. And these dogs cost $100,000. Why? Because dates, each tree produces, I forgot, between $5,000 and $15,000 worth of dates a season. So when you have one of those machbedois, and on the bottom ton of dates, very, very valuable, kulod, im soilis meruba ala ochling shero, if the non-essential parts of the date tree, the wood, if that's the roiv, then it's kosher v'schach and lapsula, then once again you have a lot of dates, and dates are food, and food is mekabel tuma, it's no good for schach. Acher moimrim achiyu kashin merubin ala yadois. So he sticks in here, yadois. In other words, yadois, Rashi explains, when we're talking about yadois, and we're talking about the machbeda, what's there? The part that's closest to the fruit, that's the yad. And he says that yad is also puzzle for schach. You can't use the yad for schach. You have to have roiv in addition to the yad. And in addition to the food, in other words, the food and the yad go together here. This goes together, these two things go together, and all the psoila stuff, the branches and the leaves, and that has to be more than this. In other words, yad is puzzle for schach. So we have a good machlokes here. The ma'asavar yeshlam yadois. Reb Abba holds that these leftovers are considered yad ma'asavar yeshlam yadois. Reb Nashi holds not. Reb Abba vadi tanoi. We can't get out of saying that according to Reb Abba, who says that by wheat it does have a yad, that this is machlokes tanoim. However, Reb Nashi, the Gemara is going to explain. According to Reb Nashi, we're not forced to say this is machlokes here. Why? Milevet tanoi. Other Menashe, you could say, the kulei amasarvei hakoytzer l'schach ein lo yodos. If you cut the wheat and you have intent for schach, then the kernels are not part of it. What happened was that at first he didn't want to do when he harvested the wheat, he had zero intent for schach. He said, I want to make money off this, I want to make bread out of it. So it was la'achila. La'achila means he wants the kernels. Later on, he decided he wants to use it for schach, and we're going to flip it into yadois. As the Gemara, ikoitz in la'achila, my tamayel rabbanon. So then according to Rabbanon, why don't we have yadois here? What happened was, he decided to flip it into schach. And when you flip it into schach, you're taking away the original machshava. But he starts out, he starts harvesting the wheat for food. But then in his mind, he did a flipperoo. He changed it. Why can't he change it? He went from food to schach. He made it into schach. Is that okay? Could you change something in your head? No. Who said yes? Why? How could you? So I'm going to prove to you wrong. It was a trick question. Sorry. Shabbos what? Daf Nun. Wow. Okay, you threw me there. Now I have to trust you, and then you got to add it. Okay, great. I'm going to look it up. How could you be mevatel, make something from food into schach, but not, and we learned in the Mishnah, you could make, maybe this is what you mean, you can make a kli, tame, just by thinking that it is, that it's done. You have a kli, you're not sure, is it finished, not finished, with your mind, you say, I'm done with it. This, the minute, the moment that you decide that you're done, it becomes a kli, the galo tuma. But once it's mekabel tuma, like over here, we have food. He harvests the grain for food. So it's mekabel tuma because it's food. In order to flip it and make it into sach, where it's not mekabel tuma, the only thing you could do is change it physically. And the Gemara goes on, just two more lines. Maisa moitzim de maisa umi amachshava. To take action and change something, it's so strong that even if you took action beforehand, it will undo that action, but certainly it'll undo a thought. Machshava, just a thought to say that it went from tzach. A thought does nothing. Zero. And the story will stop here in the middle of a sugya. Rabbi, have a wonderful day. Bezer Hashem, next year is live from New York, the Five Towns, 1 p.m. tomorrow.
All right. 1 p.m. tomorrow, which
is...
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.